Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Thank you, Rachel, and thank you, worship team. Let's give another big hand clap to the worship team. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Yes, you already said hello to your neighbor, so we shan't repeat that. Hallelujah. We shall quickly go into what we're going to talk about. Amen. Glory be to God. Yes. As you see from the slides, the last two sermons which were given by Joanne, we talked about entering our promises, alright, or entering our promised land. Glory be to God. And dreams have come to the effect that it is real, it is true. Glory be to God. It is what? It is true. Some time ago, I was asking the Lord, that is this true for just individuals? And I wanted him to confirm to me that it is actually the case also with LAT, with the church. Glory be to God. Because you see, you have to make a clear distinction, eh? Okay? It can be individuals crossing over, but not the church yet. Okay? So I was like, but God, you know, this thing, it is so good to hear, but is it also true for the church at large? Okay? And the more I listened to Joanne's first sermon, okay, entering our promises, part one, okay, especially that, you know, the more I got convinced that actually it is also that the entering of the promised land is also for LAT. Especially when Joanne recounted how this whole theme began. Okay? Remember, there was a prayer meeting on a Thursday, and Joanne didn't attend. And in that prayer meeting, we essentially talked about and prayed about, we talked about the history of LAT, and it is on that basis that we decided to pray for LAT to enter the promises God has for her or for it. All right? Now, Joanne, who wasn't here, was back at home praying, or rather, reading the Bible, and she was reading the what? The history of the church in the wilderness. Okay? And yes, then she listened to the recording of the prayer meeting, and she realized that, hey, this is real, okay? I was reading about history, and here we were at the prayer meeting talking about the history of LAT. All right? And then in that same week, okay? And so she decided that she would preach about us entering our promised land. But remember, the initial context, as I've explained, was LAT. Hallelujah. Okay? It was LAT. In the initial context was LAT. Glory be to God. And then so as the more I listened to that, and anyway, the more I got what? convinced and blessed to know that actually even the church at large is also entering its promises, just as individuals, okay, are entering their promises. The live example I can give is the Isokes themselves, as you heard from a dream and dreams. Glory be to God. Amen. And then there was a dream Esther, okay, was entering the promised land. And then Dennis had a dream, was it 25th, which we sent out yesterday. Glory be to God. Amen. So, yes, hallelujah. Amen. So, we're going to start seeing these things. We're going to start seeing what? The things God has promised us over the years. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, according to Joanne, okay, the two sermons she preached, okay, there were three take-home messages. Of course, the most important, is us entering our promised land. Okay? But under that, okay, God, okay, according to the second sermon, God told her to emphasize 3 points. Number one, the need for us as a church, I guess, okay, but also as individuals, okay, that we needed to review our history. Every one of you should review where you have come from. Glory be to God. The things that you have experienced, how God has been faithful, you need to review those things. Okay? Number two, okay, God emphasized, or he told Joanne to also emphasize the fact that we need to walk in faith. When he gives an instruction, we should do what? We should obey it. We should walk in faith. Okay? And that, of course, is kind of the same or is linked to point number three. Okay? Obey God. Glory be to God. Do what? Obey God. Hallelujah. Obey God. Do what the Lord tells you. When you do these things, okay? Yes, if you're on the verge of entering the promised land, you will enter. Okay? And when you get there, if you can just remember these things, you will stay long in the land that the Lord has promised to give you. Glory be to God. Amen? You won't mess up your what? Promises. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? For example, if you're single, okay, and then God blesses you with a marriage, okay, and you've been on his case for a long time, and he promised you, okay, that he will give you a spouse, okay. Now, when that happens, okay, if you can just remember these things, especially where you came from when you are single, okay, then most probably it will help you not to mess up your marriage. Then you go back to what? Singlehood. Hallelujah. It's amazing how people easily mess up their marriages. It's just amazing, easily. Okay? It's like they do it without effort. Not all of them, but some of the cases I know, it's like just sailing through destruction. Hallelujah. And that is very sad. That is very what? Very sad. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, today, what we're going to do, we're essentially going to continue from where Joanne stopped, okay? And, yes, we are going to continue talking about us, specifically LAT, okay, entering our promised land. Okay? And the issue we're going to highlight, okay, is the reviewing of our history. Okay? Remember, God emphasized that 3 points have to be what? have to be emphasized. Okay, hence Joanne's part two. Okay, so today we're going to talk about a few things. Okay, LAT has a lot of history. Okay, but we're going to emphasize a few things. Glory be to God. Okay, as far as LAT's history is concerned. And in a nutshell, our history has been that of obedience, okay, and Christ-centeredness. Glory be to God. Amen? It has essentially been that. Hallelujah. And we need to remember these things as we go to where the Lord is taking us. And if we do that, then we shall stay long. We shall abide in the promises God has for us, the promises to which God is taking us. Hallelujah. Amen? So that is what we're going to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, first of all, we need to understand the importance of history. Judges chapter 2, from verse 8. It says that, now Joshua, remember, Joshua replaced Moses. Okay, Joshua did what? Replaced Moses. Moses didn't enter the promised land, but Joshua led the children of Israel into the promised land, and he ruled over them for quite some time. Okay, now here, the Bible says that now Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died when he was 110 years old. And they buried him within the border of his inheritance at Timnath Heres in the mountains of Ephraim on the north side of Mount Gash. When all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord nor the work which he had done for Israel. Okay? Now, this is very sad. Okay? After Israel had entered into Canaan, okay, it didn't even take 100 years. A few years thereafter, okay, there came a generation, young men, young women, young people, abazukuru, who didn't know, okay? They didn't what? They didn't know the Lord, nor the work which he had done for Israel. Glory be to God. Okay? My question is, did these guys not really know where they had come from? It sounds a bit unlikely. Okay? Let's say, for example, your great-grandfather, okay, your great-grandfather came from, or just even your grandfather, okay, came from, let's say, Rwanda, okay? Okay, not you as an individual, but a group of people, let's say the people in Kampala, for example, okay, their grandparents were all from Rwanda. Because as we can see here, this is a family, the children of Israel. Okay, they are all one and they're all staying in the same place. And they all came from Egypt. Okay, so let's say now all the people in Kampala came from Rwanda, like their grandparents. Okay? Is it likely that these grandkids don't know that they came from Rwanda? Yes, it is, but remember, we are talking about not just a family. We're talking about all the people in Kampala. Okay? In Uganda today, yes, there are what? Families which don't know. But we're talking about the whole of Kampala. Okay? You came from Rwanda. Okay. Your parents came in 1940. And this is 2020. Okay? The whole of Kampala, all of you in Kampala, is it likely that all of you don't know? It's very unlikely. Okay? Very what? Unlikely. Now for you, if you don't know, your uncle will tell you. Your neighbor will tell you. Even first of all, the language, some of the words you'll be using, your culture, remember this is a group of people. Your culture, there will be things from Rwanda, okay? These guys, there are things from Egypt. You understand? Eh? So my thinking or my guess is that these chaps knew, but they didn't really know. Okay, they didn't take it seriously. Okay, they didn't have intimate knowledge and intimate knowing of where that came from. Glory be to God. They didn't, they had info in their heads, but they didn't take it seriously. It was just a story. No big deal. Okay? Just a story. Hallelujah. Okay? Like, who cares? Okay? Twave, okay, ne? Tuliwano kati. Okay? Kati, chichitambula. Glory be to God. And maybe even they didn't, I guess even want to be associated with that past. Maybe there are some things in their past which were not cool. Okay? The man, they're like, if you are, those are for them, as in grandpa. Now, I'm not saying this is true, but this thing, you know, human beings are the same. Glory be to God. So, I'm sure they had the information. Of course they did. Okay? An entire Kampala. Okay? We cannot, in just two generations. Okay? We cannot know where they came from. It's impossible. Hallelujah. It's just impossible. Yes, individuals might not know. Maybe someone was born, there, parents died when they were 2 years old. Then some guy who they found in Kampala adopts them. Okay? So that they grew up with some Kampalan. Okay? Abasangwa, you know, And so the kid grows, okay? The kid's grandies were from Rwanda, but this kid has grown up with a family which wasn't from there, so they don't know. So a few individuals might not know, but generally you will know. Glory be to God. You will know, and then you will also know how you got here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? You will know. You will know. Glory be to God. That is why now, in real life, there are people who are of Rwandese origin. Okay, in the 90s, they were in Uganda. Okay? But it is their grandparents who had come from Rwanda. Okay, so for them, they had never stepped there, but in fact, being passed on. Okay? And in 1990, they took up arms. Grandkids, great-grandkids, they took up arms to go and fight the government of Rwanda. Because they considered themselves, you know, I have a friend, okay? A friend who's Rwandese, yeah, Rwandan, okay, in English, okay. And so, this guy, years ago, he told me, okay, he told me that that he always felt, okay, by the mere fact that the graves of his grandparents were not in Uganda. He always felt that he belongs to Rwanda. You understand? Okay? And he didn't really take up arms, but when I investigate him, the things he tells me every now and again when you add those bits, okay, you can see that he was doing some dangerous work. Okay? And I think I'm very sure to this day. Okay? To this day, he's doing some very deadly work. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But deadly work does not necessarily mean evil work. I hope you understand that. All right? Hallelujah. Let me give you an example which might get you to close your ears to what I'm saying. But I hope you don't do that. Okay? Let me not do that. Okay? I'll tell you afterward. The service. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah, so these chaps, they knew, but they didn't take it serious. They didn't take their history seriously. Okay? So they didn't go back to, okay, what did the Lord say? Our God, what did he say? What should we do? What shouldn't we do? What are the great things he did for our fathers? It was just stories. As in, who cares? Alright? And so, the Bible says that for that reason, these children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals. Okay? These are other gods. Okay? Glory be to God. They served other gods according to verse 11. And what happened in verse 12? Verse 12 says, what does verse 12 say? And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt, and they followed other gods from among the gods of the people who were all around them, and they bowed down to them, and they provoked the Lord to anger. They forsook the Lord and served Baal and the Ashtoreth. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. So he delivered them into the hands of the plunderers who despoiled them. And he sold them into the hands of their enemies all around, so that they could no longer stand before their enemies. Okay? So because they forgot where they came from, they forgot their history, they didn't take it seriously. All right? You know, God's anger was aroused against them, okay? And he caused their enemies to defeat them. Glory be to God. And of course, eventually, like you know, the children of Israel were thrown out of the land. Thrown out of the promised land. And God was behind it. God was what? Behind it. And by the way, it is coming back. Before Jesus comes. You remember the great tribulation? Okay? Israel, yes, the Antichrist who hates them is going to attack them. Okay? And many are going to be driven out of the land. Many are going to die, as we read, or as the Bible says. Okay? Millions are going to die within the land, the promised land. Okay? And millions are going to flee out, and they will be captives. Okay? Now, the Bible says that one of the reasons why that will be happening, or why it will happen, is because of their evil. Okay? We love Israel. Oh, okay. I love Israel. I don't know about you. I love Israel. I pray for Israel. I'd want to go to Israel. As in Israel, I love the Jews. All right? But I'm also not stupid to acknowledge that, number one, the majority of them don't want anything to do with Jesus. Okay? Many. Okay, Mark and Rachel will tell you, okay, about Tel Aviv. Okay, one of the leading LGBTQ communities in the world, Jews. Jews. Okay? As in, it's a deadly place, man. Okay? Many don't believe that there's God. You're like, what? How can Jews not believe that there's God? These guys, this Bible is from them. You understand? How? Really, to this day, it's even to me, I'm like, what? They're like, no, there's no God. What about your history? Do you know what they say? They'll say, that's just culture, what, you know. They don't believe these things. Moses, Joshua, they're like, happy. Jews, and they're in Israel. Okay? Now, one of the things that God is going to achieve, okay, by the great tribulation, the persecution against the Jews, is going to be them being thrown out of the land, them being killed, and then at a certain point, Jesus will come back, and then they will see him, okay? He will come back to save them. So they will see him, and then they will acknowledge that you are our God, you are our Messiah. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Anyway, we have read this passage just to show what happens when people forget their history, when they don't take their history seriously. Glory be to God. When I was young, or rather younger, okay, I never used to take history seriously. I used to wonder what it is for. Just like many of you. You know, when Ms. Wayne is going to give a speech, you're like, can I get a kogela history? You turn off. Agenda kogela chi? History. You turn off. At least, you turn off if you're saying he's going to speak nonsense. But don't turn off by giving the reason that agenda kogela those things of the past. And we're now in the present. Who cares about the past? Okay? If you're thinking like that, you're most probably a candidate of, anyway. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm not talking about a presidential candidate. I'm saying you're most probably a candidate. Anyway, you're most probably one who will destroy your marriage because you don't care what happened before you got what? Because you don't care about the past. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be. These guys messed up themselves. And it's one thing to mess yourself up, but it's another thing when you mess yourself up and your kids. Glory be to God. I tell people that if you're anyway, okay, if you have kids, do your best not to mess yourself up. Because if you mess yourself up, bambi, the innocent kids who are going to suffer because of your decisions. Glory be to God. Amen? And so these chaps mess themselves up and their kids. Okay? Because, I mean, if because of the fathers, okay, enemies attack them and then they are thrown out of the land and there's no food, the kids are going to suffer, isn't it? All right? So, I mean, you people who are single, you should take this very what? Seriously. Okay? Decide not to mess yourself up when you get what? Married. Do you understand? Because, okay, if you want to mess yourself up, mess yourself up before you get kids. Okay? So that if you're to go separate ways, at least there are no kids who are going to suffer because of your stupidity. Okay? Hallelujah. Alan, are you listening? Glory be to God. Okay? At least mess yourself up before the kids come. Or before you're, like if you're a guy, or you're a chicken, before you conceive. Because again, The kid might not have calm when you mess yourself up, but he or she might be in the process of calming. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? So these guys forgot their history. Therefore, the anger of the Lord was turned loose, okay, upon them. Okay? And maybe it still happens to this day. God's anger being aroused against, okay, locally, Christians. All right? So anyway, that is the importance of history. Do not forget. Do not take lightly where you came from. Glory be to God. Okay? You as an individual and we as a church. Glory be to God. We should remember where we came from. Glory be to God. Okay? And remember as in, anyway, you understand what I mean, eh? Glory be to God. Now, you know, this guy, a preacher called Robert Lyadon, okay, the author of books called God's Generals, okay? Now, that's, you know, again, I'm trying to emphasize the importance of history, okay? History is so important, okay, that years ago when this man, when he was a child, okay, he was watching television, okay, watching TV, okay? And as he's doing that, Jesus walked into the room, live. Jesus, the Jew, the Jewish Jesus, okay, walks into the room, okay? And he tells this boy, a 12-year-old, he tells him that, I want you to study the lives of my great men and women of God, okay? Even those who have what? Gone on to be with me, with the Lord. I want you to study their lives, okay? Know why they failed and know why some succeeded. Then he told him, because there is coming a generation which will not know these things. So study those lives, study their history so that you can teach the generation that is coming, so that they don't repeat the mistakes that some of those people did. Glory be to God. So you see, this guy is not given a calling of a scientist. Okay? He's given a calling of a historian. Okay? And to what? People's lives. Catherine Kuhlman, all those chaps. Okay? And supposed to study them about their lives. Study. Get to know why did she do that? Why did she succeed? Okay? And do what? Teach the generation that is coming. Teach them these things. Because if they don't learn these things, okay, most of them are going to repeat the same mistakes, okay, that those of old did. Glory be to God. So you can see history is that important to God. Okay? That in this day and age, you know, he gives someone that calling. Your calling is not to sing. Okay? Your calling is to study history and teach history. Okay? So that's how important history is to God. And it should be that important to us also. Because if we take it lightly, okay, we're going to mess ourselves up. Okay? Hallelujah. I'm speaking this as far as LAT is concerned, okay, but it also applies to you as an individual. Glory be to God. As an individual, take your past very seriously. Get a day, an hour, whatever, where you go and you sit under a tree. Not to lamukati. Mumiseravyo, evye dembe. Okay? In your time of peace, rest, and just sit under the tree. And what? And say, man, where I came from, man, God, you're good. Then you remember, how did we get here? What did you tell me to do? And I did it that has brought me up until here. And then you're like, God, just help me to always do that. Never to stop doing what? Doing that thing. Glory be to God. Okay? Every day when I'm at home and I need to pray, sometimes I go up a certain balcony. Then I look at the hills, a beautiful scenery. And as I'm praying, I look at it and wow, this is beautiful. And I'm like, can you imagine I'm here? As in beauty. Then of course, as I'm looking at that and I'm praying, then I think about Lubowa. I'm like, now Lubowa is coming. Then I remember a dream that got us there to Unsasa. And I'm like, man, God, you're good. Can you imagine a dream? Okay? You had prepared this place for us. And by a dream, you led us here. Glory be to God. Amen? As in, yes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. The times when a few times when I take my wife lightly, okay, but most of the time, which you might not agree what to this, most of the time I take her what seriously, because you know I remember by seriously I mean I treasure her, you know. I remember I think it was just after my intro. Okay, our intro that evening, we go back home. So I'm with my dad. Okay, of course, we had all been at the intro at Nigeria somewhere. Okay, then my dad is like, thank you for marrying a girl like that. You know, you can see my dad was appreciative, you know. So I remember that and I'm like, yes, I married a great woman. Okay, and my dad, you know, hallelujah. Then I remember the day before my graduation, okay, my first degree. Okay, so we're going back home that night, and the following day we have to go to the university, you know, for the ceremony. So anyway, as we're going back home, my dad thanked me. He's like, well, thank you for what you have done. Okay, that I finished school, I'm a doctor, and my dad thanked me. Glory be to God. By the way, we were coming from buying a suit for the grad. Okay? I'd begun to work, but my dad used his money, okay, to buy me what? Yes, sorry. Anyway, but I remember once upon a time, I almost messed up my life. Okay, high school, those teen adolescence years, very terrible years. Almost messed up my senior two, senior three. By senior five, I think I'd gotten some sense in my head. Okay, senior two. In fact, by senior one, my dad wanted to remove me from SMAC and put me in Chambogo. So that we at home, what? Together, so that he can monitor me properly. Now, I don't know whether he was serious. I don't know whether he wanted to actually do it. So that he can put me in a day school where he can monitor me properly. So I don't know whether he was serious, but he appeared serious about it. Number one, he didn't want smack. He didn't like that school. For one reason. Okay? He was a Protestant, okay, a UPC diehard. And SMAC is a Catholic school, 311. Okay, so he already thought that I played him, okay, and I got myself into what? A Catholic school. Then here I was, I'm in a Catholic school, and then I'm just becoming a nuisance. Glory be to God. And sorry, anyway, history is what? Is important. Don't forget your past. Glory be to God. Don't forget what? Your past. Hallelujah. Andrew, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is very, very what? Important. Glory be to God. Now, 1 Chronicles 22 verse 5, as we quickly go through a few things about the history of LAT. 1 Chronicles chapter 22 verse 5 is in a sense the foundation of our church. Alright? And God gave me this scripture or this word in 2nd November 2000. I was a medical student. I was at university. And one time I'm reading the Bible, and then I land on this scripture. Okay? And David, the Bible says, said, "My son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the house to be built for the Lord should be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations." When I read that scripture, I felt like God was speaking to me. Okay? There came a presence, okay? And my heart began to burn, you know, a sweet, you know, and I knew God was speaking to me that is going to be, okay, the work that I'll do for him in days to come. That you build me a church, okay, a house, or a church that will be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations. Now that day, I go home, and because I was in fifth year, I think, in 2000, okay, I was in fifth year, okay, glory was on her way to coming into the earth. Fifth years. Okay. That's why you should listen to us. Eh? Okay? Because we have a lot we can offer you. So anyway, I go back home, and because I was in fifth year, remember it is the last year, kind of the hardest year in medical school, I never used to watch TV in those days. Okay? So I get home. Then I go to the sitting room and I get the remote control. And I'm like, what is on TV these days? Okay? So, the TV is turned on and there's this preacher, Pastor Lai from Kenya. And he's preaching and at that real moment, he's reading this scripture. As in, I turn on TV and he's reading that. There was no sentence before, you know, the thing I had the moment the TV got on was 1 Chronicles 22 verse 5. And I was like, now, this is God. Okay, I couldn't stand it. I switched off the TV and I went to my room and I laid down on my bed. And I'm like, this is God. He has spoken to me. What I'm going to do for him in years to come. Glory be to God. Amen. And of course, as you know, in 2014 years later, okay, that's when God is like, now you can start to do what you are born to do. Amen. Now, like I said, the history of LAT has been a history of obedience. Hallelujah. I can't say that we have obeyed 100%, but to be honest, we have tried. We have what? We have tried. Glory be to God. It has been a history of obedience. Hallelujah. Very quickly, Luke chapter 6 from verse 46, okay? This is to emphasize the importance of obedience. It says that, so Jesus here is saying that, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He's like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock." Okay? When you build on what the Lord tells you to do, you are like a house built on a rock. The storms will come. Okay, there is no scripture which says that if you are obeying God, there won't be storms in your life. That there won't be trials. No, they will come. But if you have built on the foundation of the word of God, if you have built on the foundation of obedience, okay, you shall stand. You won't fall. Glory be to God. Okay? Verse 49, he says that, but he who had and did nothing, okay, he had the word of God, but he didn't obey it, is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great. Glory be to God. So, LAT, okay, our history has been a history of obedience, and that's why we haven't fallen. Okay? And if we continue to just obey what the Lord tells us to do, okay, we shall remain on the scene. Okay, we shall remain long in the promised land, okay, to which the Lord is taking us. Glory be to God. A few areas in which we have been obedient are these. Okay? A few weeks, what I'm going to say, most of you have had these things. All right? Hallelujah. But they're going to be repeated, just like Museveni repeats himself. And just like God repeats himself. Hallelujah. And just like your parents repeat yourselves. But according to the kid, now they have heard, why do you have to say it again? Hallelujah. But your parent kind of wants to see signs that you had. Hallelujah. So anyway, I remember a few weeks before LAT opened, okay, I decided to listen to sermons by Bishop David Oyedepo. He's a Nigerian, okay? And those sermons were about supernatural church growth. At least that's how he entitled them. Alright, so they were like four, you know, and I decided not to sleep until I listened to all of them. Glory be to God. So anyway, I finished listening to them. Now, interestingly, in the morning at around 8 or 9 a.m., a friend of mine, okay, at that time, a friend, okay, so we're at home, I think, taking breakfast. Then we had a knock at the door. Okay? I went, I opened the door, and here was this friend called Ronnie Yiga. Some guy we were with at university. Okay? He's an apostle. And he's holding a book in his hands. All right? And he hands it over to me, and he says that this morning I had a dream and I was getting this book. Okay, the title was 30 Years of Ministry by Bishop David Oyedepo. Okay, he said that last night I dreamed when I was getting this book from my shelf and giving it to you. Alright. So, remember I slept, okay, just after listening to Oyedepo. Okay? The moment I go to sleep, God goes to Roniga. Gives him a dream that he's supposed to give me that book. So I obviously knew that this was God. So I got the book in me and I began reading it. Okay? Now, to be honest, I don't remember what I read in that book. Okay? But it was a captivating book. Okay? But there's one message that I got from the entire book. One message. Okay? The message was, do only what God tells you to do. Okay? So I knew God was telling me that as far as the church you're going to start is concerned, okay? Number one, it's my church. It is God's church. Number two, because it is mine, only do what I tell you to do. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, one of the things that I had to do, okay, around that time, you know this thing, LAT, then there's this, Christ for the what? Nations, okay? What you don't know is that at first it was that, but then later I got a better idea. It's called what? Is it called, what is it called? Anyway, you know, So, I switched to something else. Then, the moment I did that, on a particular night, I had a dream. And God was telling me, no, put back Christ for the nations. I don't want the other. Actually, the other one I think was Acts 17, 28, okay? In him we live and move and have our what? Being. A good, it's a scripture. And a good one. But the Lord was like, no, I don't want that one. I want Christ for the nations. Okay? So, we'll be that. Now, the other thing in which we're obedient, which maybe I've never said here, is that during that time, again, it is, I think, before LAT opens. LAT had opened, okay? It is unfortunate that I didn't document that, what? Dream. Okay? In this dream, the service at LAT, okay, starts. But I decide to first go, okay, and listen to Grace Rebecca, like to attend a certain meeting of his. He was what? Having. It's a Sunday. Then I first go, what? Then by the time it was done, okay, it was late. So I remember I begin to what? Run back to LAT and I phone the service was what? Was done. Okay, service was done. Meanwhile, I'm the pastor. Okay. So I woke up and I understood that God was telling me, stay away from Grace Rebecca. Okay? And I knew that if I don't do that, I will lose my what? Ministry. The calling he had what? Given me. Okay. Now, at that time, I really didn't know how dangerous Rebecca was. Okay? However, of course I had heard things here and there, especially from Elvis, that behind the scenes, this guy is with what? Kakande. Okay? But Elvis was playing about it. Remember, he invited him even in what? Okay? Zoe. And remember, that was the time when I was, one leg was in the once saved, always saved camp. But I had questions about what that was, doctrine, that stupid grace thing. Okay? So now, if you are in that camp, you got saved in P1, you're destined to heaven no matter what you do. Okay? That camp, it says that. So, you see, that doctrine is very deadly. Because even when they tell you that a certain preacher is a witch, you're like, well, it doesn't matter. Kasta yaloko ka on campus. Katini wabanga inebya stani biakola. Yena jagena mugulu. Because once saved, always saved. And that is a doctrine that is messing up this Kampala now. People know some preachers are fake. But they're like, but anyway, the blood of Jesus, nothing can what? So they're like, okay, what? He's fake, but he's going to heaven and us being with him or with her, no big deal. Do you see how dangerous that doctrine is? And so at that time I was, you know, so I also, but anyway, I obeyed the dream nonetheless. Even if my doctrine was messed up a bit. I stayed away from Uruwega. Okay? In fact, I remember when Joan is okay, joined us, and I decided to get her to lead prayer meetings at times, and to lead on Sunday at times. I called her, and I was like, yes, so we're going to do this, okay? Then I gave her do's and don'ts. One of the don'ts was that because I wasn't sure where she was coming from, I didn't know which church she was coming, but at that time, anyway, so I told her that now, I don't know what you think about Grace Urubega. However, I have, I told her, however, don't ever mention his name on the pulpit. These things was like, man, did you watch Fanero? Did you hear what Rebecca said last Thursday? LAT, who are you? Understand? I was like, don't mention what? So I gave her those things. Okay? Now, during those days, I think it was now like 2016 or 2017, someone who is in this church now, okay? The person is here now, came to me and said, I had a dream, and in this dream, there was something to the effect that they were being told to be like Grace, what? Urubega, to go and preach to young people, okay? Meanwhile, for me, I had my dream, God told me to stay away from that chap. So someone is coming to me when God is telling them, be like. So I didn't describe them, I was like, because again, at that time, I don't know everything I know now. So I was like, you know, but I'm like I felt like telling this guy that, but be careful of that dream. All right. But I didn't, you know. And so we obeyed God in that what? Issue. Hallelujah. And now, of course, we are like, wow, thank God we obeyed, because now we know who the guy is. But maybe if we had had gotten involved with him, most probably wouldn't be here, according to the dream. Wouldn't be here. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, the other thing had to do with the church venue. You all know we began from Bugolowi. Royal Suits. We had, I think we did 3 Sundays there. But then the Lord was like, yeah, it is good you have begun. However, I don't want you there. There's another place I have for you. All right? There was a dream even which came, and it was saying that, basically, it was like, it was hard to build there. Like, we were spending too much as we were going to die. Okay? So quickly, we pray right now, God, where? And in those days, Dorothy, Juliana's sister, had a dream. And the dream was like, I want you at a place called Nobview Hotel. And that's how we got here. Okay? Now, initially, I'd come here when we're looking for a place. I'd come here one night to look at the hall. But because it didn't really look as in cool, as in class, so I was like, all right, it can't be this. But we'd come here to look at this place. Okay? So now, instead of seeking the will of God, only move your class. Orimu class. Okay? Instead of seeking who you should marry, you're seeking of gaiwa class. Kachiki, kachi? Ka class, you know, Then, man, you mess up your marriage before it starts. I know of a guy who has messed up his life, But I hope he will recover. A young man. You know, and one messed him up badly. In fact, they messed each other up. Okay? I won't go into the what? The details. Alright? So, anyway, so, you know, so we had missed God, but thankfully we are still redeemable. Okay? And we obeyed and we came. Glory be to God. Amen? And because we've been here obeying Him, you understand, He has always provided the rains. Okay? Then there was a worship team. Obedience as far as a worship team is concerned. Okay? Hallelujah. The worship team, you know, there are issues back in the day. Okay? So there were people in the worship team. And then there was a lady who was, yeah, man, that lady, I miss her. I wish she was still here with us. That lady was, in quotes, a dangerous dreamer. Very wonderful. But the husband was like, no, let's go to Church of Uganda. As in, I don't know what Pentecostals had done to him. Bambi, the kids were like, no, I want to go to Pastor Moses. The husband was like, no. So I told her, just obey him and go, you know. All right, so they went, Bambi. Okay, but while she was here, she one time had a dream. And in the dream, there was a lady who at times would lead worship, okay? So she said that when it was her leading the praise and worship, people would be few in the church. Then when Norman would be the one leading, people would be many in the church. So now, God has given you that instruction as a pastor. Yeah, okay. I don't know if he has a tree in heaven where he sits. Or under which he sits. Then he's looking on earth to see whether a human is going to obey him. So what do you do? Okay, man, I had to obey God. Okay, I had to obey God. I got into the choir, and man, things were bad. Okay, meanwhile, the husband was here. So the husband wasn't pleased that his wife was So we had to have a meeting somewhere at Lugogo with Fiona Chigozi, So I went for the meeting. I told this guy, couples, but you have to be very careful with what couples, Anyway, yeah, so we did that, and I stood my ground. I was like, she ain't what, okay, and for that reason, they feel that the Lord is what, he's telling them to leave, and they leave, and I was very happy. I was like, that is now peace. Glory be to God. In fact, another dream came before they left because she was still in the worship team. Oh, this dream was a first. I don't remember. But anyway, Juliana at that time had joined the worship team. Juliana used to come and she would sit there. Like a small girl, she would sit like this. Like, can't antagonize anybody. She used to say, okay. I didn't know really who she was. And so she joined the worship team. And then, so she began to lead at times. So someone had a dream. I don't remember who she was. And the other lady was attacking Juliana, And so God is showing you that, man, this chick is dangerous now. So what do you do? Of course, anyway, I somehow, got them out. And they left. Okay? But these things, I'm saying these things and you think it's easy it will be. But from your own life, you know that there are some things which are not easy to obey, which are not easy to implement. All right? But remember, this church is a baby. It's infancy. You don't sort out some things at the root start, you are finished. You are what? You are finished. Remember, I left the medical world. I'm not going back again. You know, eh? So you missed burnt the bridges. You mess your this new work. You mess it up. Now, where are you going to go? And remember, it's God's work. Hallelujah. Okay? So, and yeah, we did well with the worship team. Okay? We never used to do rehearsals back in the day, you know, because it was, you know, however we done, man, did well. I forced the worship team to do what I want, not what they want, okay, which they got from there, from the good or evil churches they were at. Okay, you know, in soccer, okay, if they buy you from Manchester United and you go to Arsenal, the manager wants you to do Arsenal stuff, not Man U stuff. You understand? Eh? As in, if you are a maid at house A, when you leave house A, okay, and you come to house B, you're not supposed to do the things of house A. House B has its way of doing things. To the gamba, Feli, where? Those were Luboa, as in now here we are in where? Uruzira, whatever. Kamwenge. Here, this is how we do these things. Glory be to God. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. The worship team would come with their things, and I was like, no, it ain't happening here. Ain't happening here. Sometimes I would go and I stop a song, I take a mic off, as in, maybe I don't know whether I was bad, eh? But I still have the potential of doing those things again. Okay? Because remember, it worked back in the day, and God was pleased with that. How do I know that He was pleased? Because one day, back in the day, in those days, I get this dream. Okay? So I am walking down, coming to Nobview, okay, for the service. And then I meet, I was going to say her name. Thank God, heaven. I meet a certain wife of a famous pastor in Kampala. All right? Now, that church, back in the day, had the best worship in Kampala and maybe in the country. All right? So, I meet her. And that lady was the one primarily responsible for making that, the worship of that church great. Okay? She was the one primarily responsible for that. And so, in the dream, I'm walking down to coming to church here, and I meet her. Then she tells me that I'm coming to your church. Okay? So I'm like, yeah, you're coming. Yeah, cool. So we walk down with her, and we get here. Then when she gets here, she tells me that, by the way, I've not come to visit. Okay? I have left the other church. And now I'm coming to be a member of this church of LAT. Then I'm like, yeah, cool. Since you know. So we come here, okay? Then I tell her that since you have come, okay? And I was here with, in the dream. I was with Albert and, with Denise, remember? Some guy from, Zoe. And I'm like, now, since you've come, you'll be playing the what? The keyboard. Okay? Because she was a very great keyboard player. Okay? But at a certain point, she left that and she handed over. Okay? And so, she joined LAT. And I knew from that dream, God was saying, that the spirit that made the worship of that church great, okay, had left. Reasons I don't know. I can only guess. But maybe I know. I have left and now I am here. Glory be to God. You see, God doesn't give some things haphazardly. God saw a church that is really serious about worship. Okay? And he's like, these are the ones I want. Now let me send them what made this church great as far as worship is concerned. Glory be to God. Amen? So that's why, okay, now from that I learned that never, as far as worship team is concerned at least, never be lax, as in tovasasila, as in get them to do what you think is the right thing. Because you see, we can also lose it. Glory be to God. Okay? And so we obeyed. We are here. Okay? Because of obedience. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. There was the first service of praise attended, I think, in 2016. Okay? Recently, she had a dream. And in this dream, God was taking her back to the first service she attended here. Okay? And she was listening to the worship that was happening on that day. Okay? God was taking her back and was giving her instructions. Eh? Okay? As in reminding her of that first service. Hallelujah. By the way, the worship team is doing great now. Eh? Very great. Okay? However, I think even you, Judith, the first time you came here, all those first days, but there's something we need to recover, and we shall do it, amen. Right now, we're all doing the best, okay. But you can sense, because I guess of, what some people would call personnel. Okay, but that is not our fault. Okay, God sends people here, and they will come. I had a dream, the Lord what? Then when they get them, when they tell them to do what is supposed to be done here, not what was done where they're coming from, they now say, God has told me to what? You know, I just don't know why humans, anyway, hallelujah. So anyway, so, because of some lack of personnel and what, we are not there. But we are doing the best we can do now. Glory be to God. And let's give Bambi, the worship team, a big hand clap. Hallelujah. We are doing our best. And I know God is like, yes, that is, But I'm like, I'm going to what? To ngenda kuchikolako ba, nchikolako. Okay? Like how we told someone here concerning a certain promise God gave them. Okay? So sometime last year, there was a dream in which God was saying that I am working on your things. Okay? So even as God is working on our things, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? I could go on and on, but I think, because remember, there's another bit on what? You remember, our history has been a history of obedience and a history of Christ. Yeah. So I thought I would do all that today, but I can't. Glory be to God. But I hope we learn from these things. Hallelujah. Maybe the take-home message should be, okay, that as far as LAT is concerned, let us continue being obedient. Even when God gives us a very hard instruction, difficult instruction. Hallelujah. Let us choose to obey God. Okay? Because if we don't, okay, then we won't stay long in the promised land He's taking us to. Glory be to God. Okay? And you can be there when people say, wow, that church, but when in heaven, God is saying it's a dead church, like that church of Sardis in Revelation. Well, God is saying that you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead. Glory be to God. Okay? And now, this obedience shouldn't be just for LAT, but it should also be implemented in your personal life. Okay, please be obedient. Please obey God. Glory be to God. Obey God. Hallelujah. Obey God. Okay, God is not a sadist. When he gives you an instruction that is difficult, he's not sitting in heaven to start laughing when you begin to suffer because of your obedience unto him. No. Okay? When he gives you an instruction, it is for your own good. Glory be to God. It is for your own good, ultimately. Hallelujah. Ultimately, it is for your own good. Glory be to God. So let us choose to obey. The children who are here, okay? Obedience is not only for children, okay? Even us, others have to obey, okay? And anyway, obey God, obey your parents' children, okay? Remember, in fact, it says that children, obey your parents in the Lord, that you may live long and what? That you may live long and enjoy, eh? It's something like that, okay? That you may live long. Glory be to God. So that verse is not only for children, okay? But today God wants us to know that it is also for us others, for us as a church. Let us choose to obey. As individuals, let us choose to obey God. Glory be to God. All right? We shall continue from here next week. Glory to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.